listener production.
Russia bans raft of Australians. Border Force searches thousands of phones. Abetz loses seat to Lambie staffer. And ABC News boss sorry for racist abuse. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Nina Copel, and here's your news headlines for today, Friday, June 17. Number 1. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will chair his first national cabinet meeting with state and territory leaders today, with health and energy on the agenda. State and territory leaders gathered with Albanese at the Lodge in Canberra on Thursday night, ahead of a formal reunion of the body today. The states will push for an extension of the 50-50 split between the Commonwealth and state governments for pandemic-related hospital expenses, which is due to expire in September. South Australia Premier Peter Malinauskas will call for the domestic gas reservation system in WA to be examined as a potential solution for the East Coast energy crisis. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet will lobby for a boost to skilled migration, with skilled temporary visa holders in Australia down one-third since the start of the pandemic. It comes as the Australian Medical Association calls for an overhaul of controversial National Cabinet secrecy rules. Albanese was critical of National Cabinet secrecy provisions before he was elected, and has also vowed to add local government representatives to the meetings. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison excluded local government when he transformed the Council of Australian Governments into National Cabinet in March 2020. Number 2. Russia has sanctioned an additional 121 Australian citizens it says are fanning a Russophobic agenda in the country. Those named on the list are banned from entry to Russia indefinitely, the Russian Foreign Ministry said. Australian journalists and commentators made up roughly half the list, including foreign correspondents and their editors, who may have covered Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The list also includes mining magnates Gina Rinehart, Andrew Twiggy Forrest, and Rio Tinto's iron ore boss Simon Trott. Other business figures targeted include Atlassian co-founders Mike Cannon-Brooks and Scott Farquhar, and property tycoon Harry Triguboff. Several defence officials are also named, including Chief of the Defence Force Angus Campbell and Department Secretary Greg Moriarty. New South Australia Premier Peter Malinauskas is the only elected official included, potentially because of his Lithuanian heritage. The Kremlin imposed a similar ban on all 227 members of the House of Representatives and the Senate in early April. The Russian sanctions come in response to similar sanctions imposed by Australia on Russian military commanders and close associates of President Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, the leaders of Germany, France, Italy, and Romania have supported accepting Ukraine as a candidate for EU membership. Number 3. Border Force officers searched more than 40,000 computers, phones, and other devices over 5 years, according to a Freedom of Information request. Officers searched the devices at the border 41,410 times between 2017 and the end of 2021. There is no legal obligation for travellers to hand over their passcodes, but if they refuse to comply, Border Force can seize the device for further examination. There is also no warrant needed and no limit on how long the devices can be held for, though Border Force policy is to do so for no more than 14 days. To extract data from the phone for examination, officers will use a dedicated workstation with software to, quote, scan files for the presence of skin tone of a person and keywords of interest. Privacy experts warn there are insufficient safeguards with seemingly no procedures in place to stop border authorities from searching a journalist or lawyer's phone. Number 4. Liberal veteran Eric Abetz has officially lost his seat, with Tammy Tyrrell of the Jackie Lambie Network beating him to the final upper house seat in Tasmania. The result ends Abetz's 28-year long stint in the Senate. Typically listed first on the Liberal Party Senate ticket for Tasmania, Abetz this year was put in third place, leaving him vulnerable to Tyrrell's challenge. Tyrrell, a former staffer for Jackie Lambie, ran on a platform of people before politics, vowing to represent Tasmanians from all walks of life. The Liberals won 2 of the 6 seats up for grabs in Tasmania, as did Labor, with the Greens and Jackie Lambie Network splitting the remaining 2. Either the Jackie Lambie Network, One Nation, or independent David Pocock's vote will be needed alongside the Greens for the Albanese government to pass legislation in the Senate without the support of the Liberals. And number 5. ABC News Director Justin Stevens has apologised to staff after a disturbing report uncovered racism at the national broadcaster. The report, written by a group of ABC staff on the Diversity Committee, found some Indigenous and culturally diverse staff experienced racism. To anyone in the news who has ever experienced any racism or bigotry in our workplace, current and former news employees, as director, news, I would like to express my sorrow for that and make a heartfelt apology, Stephen said in an email sent to staff. He said culturally diverse staff also said they were subject to especially intense abuse on social media and via email following stories. ABC Managing Director David Anderson will lead an organisation-wide effort to improve the broadcaster's culture, including by holding staff forums and consulting outside experts. That's it for Post today, Friday, June 17. Don't forget to subscribe to Post, News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.